You can look all around here, and there's lots of stuff that we moved.
6.5-year-old Beck Snyder and some classmates stand in the middle of a new classroom at the west end of Auk Bay Elementary School. Nothing is organized yet, but all the stuff from pencils to desks to books and files have been moved, and they're proud of the work they've done.
We moved from a classroom that's way over there that is now empty.
That empty classroom will now be renovated. Phase two of the project gets underway this week.
Fanny's in seats on the 23rd of January. That's been our target.
Catherine Wilkins is CBJ project manager for the three-phase renovation, which started last May.
In phase one, the west third of the building was basically torn down all the way to the foundations and completely replaced.
Much of that work was done after school started, but for kids like Beck, it was a great learning experience.
Well, we saw lots of construction going, and when we were going out and in, we saw lots of big trucks that had sand and lots of different material in them.
Beck's mother, Leanne Thomas, volunteered to help move and settle the new classroom. She has a special connection to Auk Bay School.
We went to school here during the years that it was sinking and we moved to Glacier Valley. So I kind of feel like it's fun that he's in the year that it totally gets remodeled and he gets to move to the new part of the school.
Auk Bay School was built in 1968 on pilings in glacial till and blue clay soils, and there was a period of subsidence. Though the foundation isn't new, Wilkins says heavy old structural timbers have been replaced with steel and other stronger materials.
The structural engineer made certain that this new structure is lighter. It weighs less than the old building, so we will not see additional subsidence.
When the project is complete in August, Auk Bay will look and feel like a brand new school. All mechanical and electrical systems, windows and doors, and interiors will be replaced. The school even has new water and sewer lines. A ground source heat pump will save the school district thousands of dollars in heating costs. Beck's first grade teacher, Paula Kalbrenner, is glad to start today in a big new classroom. The old was
terribly drafty. Ceilings were all buckled and some of them had to be held up with a support to keep them from falling. It was pretty crummy.
Lori Hoover is in her sixth year as principal and has no complaints about being in a construction zone. Her office, the library, and a classroom won't be finished until school starts next fall. She says the structural transformation so far is especially satisfying.
You know, the old school's kind of on 2.5 levels, and so they actually raised it. So now we're just 2 complete levels instead of extra sets of stairs. We had a lot of odd spaces, you know, from different remodels over the years that were somewhat dysfunctional. And so all that has cleaned up, so every space has a use.
Juneau voters in 2010 approved $18.7 million in general obligation bonds for the Auk Bay Elementary School renovation. A year later, voters approved more bonds for the ground source heat pump. The state will reimburse the city and borough for 70% of construction costs. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.